Welcome to your GCSE German Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most important themes for your higher tier exam, Studium und Beruf, that's study and employment, whether it's your listening paper, your speaking assessment, your reading comprehension, or your writing tasks, this theme appears across all four skills. So let's make sure you're absolutely ready for it. By the end of this episode, you'll know the essential vocabulary, the grammar structures that earn you top marks, the most common exam traps, and you'll have done a quick-fire recall quiz to lock it all in. Let's go. Section 1, Core, Concepts. Let's start with the vocabulary. At higher tier, examiners expect you to go beyond the basics. Yes, you need Der Arzt, the doctor, and Der Lehrer, the teacher. But to really impress, you need words like Die Berufsausbildung, vocational training and das Praktikum, work experience or internship. These are the words that separate a grade 4 from a grade 7. Let me walk you through the key vocabulary clusters. Think of them in 6 groups, and I'll give you a memory trick for each. Group 1, jobs and professions. The German word for job is Der Beruf, masculine. Remember, Beruf sounds a bit like be rough, and some jobs are rough work.
Key jobs to know. Der Arzt, male doctor. Die Ärztin, female doctor.
Notice how many German job titles have a feminine form ending in in.
Der Ingenieur, engineer. Der Rechtsanwalt, lawyer. Die Krankenschwester, nurse. Literally, sick sister.
Der Kaufmann or die Kauffrau, businessman or businesswoman. Group 2, education and training. Das Studium, university study. Die Ausbildung, apprenticeship or vocational training. Das Abitur, the German equivalent of A-levels, essential for university entry.
Die Berufsschule, vocational school. Das Stipendium, scholarship. Die Vorlesung, university lecture. Das Seminar, Seminar.
Der Abschluss, qualification or degree. Die Note, grade or mark. Das Zeugnis, school report or certificate. Group 3, the workplace. Die Stelle or die Arbeitsstelle, job position.
Das Gehalt, salary. Die Arbeitszeit, working hours.
Der Urlaub, holiday or annual leave.
Die Kündigung, notice or dismissal. Die Bewerbung, job application. Das Vorstellungsgespräch, job interview. Der Lebenslauf, CV or curriculum, vitae. Der Arbeitgeber, employer. Der Arbeitnehmer, employee.
Group 4, qualities and skills. Examiners love it when you describe personal qualities. Fleißig, hardworking.
Zuverlässig, reliable.
Creative, creative. Teamfähig, able to work in a team.
Kommunikativ, kommunikative.
Ehrgeizig, ambitious. Geduldig, patient. Selbstständig, independent or self-employed. Group 5, future plans.
Ich möchte...
I would like to.
Ich habe vor. I intend to. Ich werde. I will.
Ich hoffe, I hope to.
Mein Traumberuf ist. My dream job is.
Ich plane. I am planning to.
In der Zukunft. In the future.
Später. Later.
Eines Tages. One day.
Group 6, opinions and justifications. This is crucial at higher tier.
Meiner Meinung nach, in my opinion, ich find's wichtig, dass. I find it important that, es ist mir wichtig, it is important to me. Ich bin der Meinung, dass, I am of the opinion that,
obwohl, although, trotzdem, nevertheless, einerseits, andererseits, on the one hand, on the other hand. Now let's move to grammar. There are 3 key structures you absolutely must master for this topic. Structure 1, future 1, the future tense using werden. This is formed with the correct form of werden plus the infinitive at the end of the clause.
Ich werde Medizin studieren. I will study medicine. Du wirst eine Ausbildung machen. You will do an apprenticeship. Er wird viel Geld verdienen. He will earn a lot of money.
The key thing to remember, the infinitive goes to the end of the sentence. This is called the verb second rule with infinitive at the end. And forgetting it's one of the most common mistakes candidates make. Structure 2, conjunctive 2, the conditional using würde. This is your would tense, and it's a real mark winner at higher.
Ich würde gern Ingenieur werden. I would like to become an engineer. Wenn ich könnte, würde ich ins Ausland arbeiten. If I could, I would work abroad. The form würde plus infinitive is used for most verbs. But learn these key irregular forms. Ich wäre, I would be, ich hätte, I would have,
ich könnte, I could,
ich müsste,
I would have to. Structure 3, modal verbs with infinitives. Modal verbs are incredibly useful for this topic. Ich will Arzt werden. I want to become a doctor.
Ich muss hart arbeiten.
I must work hard.
Ich kann gut mit Menschen umgehen.
I can deal well with people. Ich darf nicht aufgeben.
I must not give up.
Remember, modal verb goes in position 2. Infinitive goes to the end. One more grammar point worth mentioning. Subordinate clauses with while and das. These push the verb to the end and are essential for justifying opinions. Ich möchte Lehrerin werden, weil ich Kinder mag. I would like to become a teacher because I like children.
Ich denke, dass eine gute Ausbildung wichtig ist.
I think that a good education is important. Examiners specifically look for these structures in your writing and speaking tasks. Section 2, exam tips and common mistakes. Now let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Tip 1, use all 4 skills strategically. In listening, the questions are heard twice. Use the gap between the first and second listening to check your answers and fill in anything you missed. Watch out for distractors. The recording might mention a job and then say, aber eigentlich, but actually, and change it. Always listen to the full sentence before deciding on your answer. Tip 2, in speaking, never give one-word answers.
If you're asked, was möchtest du nach der Schule machen?
What do you want to do after school?
Don't just say Universität. Instead say, ich möchte an der Universität Medizin studieren, weil ich Ärztin werden möchte. Ich finde diesen Beruf sehr interessant, weil man Menschen helfen kann.
That's an opinion, a reason, and a justification. And that's what earns you the top marks. Tip 3. In Reading, watch out for false friends. Das Gymnasium does not mean gymnasium as in a sports hall. It means a grammar school or academic secondary school. Die Note does not mean a musical note in this context. It means a grade or mark. Das Praktikum is not practice, it's a work placement or internship. Tip 4. In writing, the single biggest mistake candidates make is using only the present tense. At higher tier, you need at least 3 tenses. Use the present tense for what you do now. Use the perfect tense for what you have done. Ich habe ein Praktikum gemacht, I did a work placement. Use the future tense for your plans. Ich werde studieren, I will study. And if you can squeeze in a conditional, ich werde gern, you are well on your way to the top band. Tip 5, adjective agreements. This trips up so many candidates. When you use an adjective before a noun, it must agree with the gender and case.
Ein guter Beruf, a good job, masculine nominative.
Eine gute Stelle, a good position, feminine nominative.
Einen guten Lebenslauf, a good CV, masculine accusative.
Learn the endings, sir for masculine nominative, E for feminine nominative, and for masculine accusative. Common mistake to avoid, writing ich bin Arzt without an article. In German, when you say what job someone does, you do not use an article. Ich bin Arzt, I am a doctor, is correct.
Do not say ich bin ein Arzt.
This is a classic error that costs marks. Another common mistake, confusing die Ausbildung, apprenticeship or training, with die Bildung, education in general. They're related but not the same. An Ausbildung is a specific vocational training program, usually lasting 2 to 3 years in Germany. Section 3. Quickfire recall quiz. Right? Let's test yourself. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. How do you say, I would like to become a lawyer in German? Think about it.
The answer is, ich möchte Rechtsanwalt werden. Or, for a female lawyer, ich möchte Rechtsanwältin werden.
Question 2. What is the German word for job application? Think.
It's die Bewerbung.
Feminine noun.
Question 3. Complete this sentence. Ich werde Medizin studieren. Ich Ärztin werden möchte.
Which conjunction goes in the gap? The answer is while, because.
And remember, while sends the verb to the end. Weil ich Ärztin werden möchte.
Question 4. What is the difference between der Arbeitgeber and der Arbeitnehmer? Think. Der Arbeitgeber is the employer, the one who gives work. Der Arbeitnehmer is the employee, the one who takes work. Geber means giver, nehmer means taker. That's your memory hook. Question 5. How do you say on the one hand, on the other hand in German?
The answer is einerseits, andererseits.
This is a brilliant phrase for balanced arguments in your writing and speaking tasks. Section 4, summary and sign off. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways from today. 1, learn your vocabulary in themed clusters, jobs, education, workplace, qualities, future plans, and opinion phrases. 2, master 3 grammar structures, future 1 with werden, conjunctive 2 with würde, and modal verbs with infinitives. All 3 send the infinitive to the end of the clause. 3, in speaking and writing, always give an opinion and a reason. Use while, da, obwohl, and trotzdem to create complex sentences. 4, use at least 3 tenses in your writing, present, perfect, and future. Add a conditional for the top band. 5, watch out for false friends in reading and listening. Das Gymnasium is a school, not a gym. Die Note is a grade, not a musical note. 6, never use an article when saying what job someone does. Ich bin Lehrerin, not ich bin eine Lehrerin. You've got this. Studium und Beruf is one of the most predictable and rewarding topics in GCSE German. The vocabulary is learnable, the grammar is manageable, and with the right preparation, you can absolutely nail it. Good luck in your exam, viel Erfolg, and I'll see you in the next episode.